This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of Prime Minister's visit to Austria. The participants are Sheelkant Sharma, former ambassador, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made a historic visit to Austria. He landed in the country yesterday after completing his successful visit to Russia. On a two-day visit to the country, the Prime Minister met the President of Austria, Alexander von der Bellen, and held talks with the Chancellor of Austria, Karl Nehammer, on a wide range of topics. To discuss more on Indian Prime Minister's historic visit to Austria and India-Austria bilateral relations, we are now joined by Ambassador Sheelkant Sharma. Ambassador Sharma, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ambassador Sharma, having served in Austria, I would first like to delve into the history of India-Austria ties, as this visit of Prime Minister Modi to Austria comes 40 years after the then Prime Minister, Ms. Gandhi's visit. This year, the two countries are also completing 75 years of their diplomatic ties. Please throw some light on the historical ties of both the countries.
75 years of diplomatic relations with Austria is a big milestone. But when you go 75 years back, in the wake of the Second World War, and Austria was divided between the victors of among the four powers, and slowly they withdrew and Austria became independent. In that whole process in the 50s, India helped Austria. And then in the following decades, India and Austria developed a closer understanding and relationship because India was keeping itself away from the blocs and Austria also was neutral. So they had a lot of compatibility and mutual understanding on international issues. Then India also stood by the United Nations system, and Austria also had a deep involvement with the UN. Actually, it had given a secretary general to the UN during the 80s and 90s. And then afterwards, also Vienna has a UN center. When Dr. Bhabha was chairing the committee for IAEA, the diplomatic conference, the International Atomic Energy Agency in the 1950s, this was after President Eisenhower's proposal for Atoms for Peace. So the question came of the choice of the city where the IAEA should be based. And it was Dr. Bhabha's vote which decided that the IAEA should be based in Vienna. That brought great prestige to Vienna because, as you know, today IAEA is one of the most respected and professional international organizations under the UN auspices. And its seat is in Vienna. Then India and Austria continued on this journey by mutual understanding. 20 years back, when we had the President of Austria visit India, Mr. Heinz Fischer, he brought a large delegation and he took them all to Mysore. And next to Mysore, next day he said, let's go to Somnathpura. So everyone was surprised. It's the temple of Krishna and made of single rock. And it was the Austrian president who was introducing his delegation to this architecture. So you've had Austrians who loved India, who understand India, and who feel one with India in many ways. Though, of course, Prime Minister's visit did not take place, but our presidents have visited there. President K.R. Narayanan visited there, and Pratibha Patil visited there. Then their Austrian president visited here. And then a number of cabinet ministers have exchanged visits. But our Prime Minister's visit actually makes a historic milestone. This visit to Austria by Prime Minister has really vitalized all the bonds and given a strategic direction to India-Austria relations. This is in brief history. Culturally also, they are very attuned to India. You have yoga centers there. You have Austrians who are teaching Bharatanatyam. And we had the Prime Minister present at the Vande Mataram choir by the all Austrian choir, and it was conducted by Professor Vijay Upadhyay, who is a person of Indian origin. He comes from Lucknow, and he conducted that choir. And in Austrian musical traditions, the conductor is respected enormously. So whatever he says, they follow. So you could see his insistence on pronunciation. So Vande Mataram and Suflam Suflam, all the Austrians are singing it and with correct accent. So this is the kind of a bond that we have. Austrians respect India. There's a Sanskrit department in the University of Austria, which has been functioning for more than a century. And it also has now gotten into South Asian culture. So it talks about yoga and the musical traditions.
In your opinion, Ambassador Sharma, what brought both the countries together and why after such a long gap? As you have already mentioned that the presidents have paid visit to each other's country, but the prime minister...
No, I would not call it a gap in that sense. I would say that this was our prime minister's deep insight into international relations, that he found out that such an important country, the prime minister, his predecessors have not visited, and so he found time to visit there. So by his visit, he has given it a boost. But the relationship has been doing well. But such a good relationship should be nurtured by more frequent visit by the highest level in government. So our PM has done that. So I wouldn't say it was a gap in that sense, but optically it's a little uncomfortable gap in the sense that why are we not meeting them frequently? The last visit was in 83, and after that, then there were reasons also. There was the Cold War, then the Cold War ended, and the international relations took a different turn. And then the last two decades have been very different. India conducted its nuclear tests, and because of the tests, there was a lot of concern. But we went about doing our consultations and dialogues with the important countries. So the plate was full. And nonetheless, our people visited Austria, president visited, and the Austrian president visited here. And they visited twice. So I wouldn't say that the visits have been sparse. They have been frequent. And our foreign minister has been meeting counterpart quite frequently in the last 2 years at multilateral gatherings and in the UN. UN is the place where India and Austria work together in many ways. We have a similar approach to the UN. We want to strengthen the UN.
Ambassador Sharma, one very important point which figured in the joint statement was the conflicts around the world. Prime Minister Modi has again emphasized that it is not the time for war. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer also described that India's role is crucial in Russia-Ukraine peace process. He offered his country as a neutral site for dialogue. Today, the world is looking up to India as an important player for the peace process. What are your comments on this?
Prime Minister's words to President Putin that solutions cannot be found on the battlefield are a step further than his last word, which was 2 years back when he said, this is not the era of war. So it's a very clear accent and emphasis by India that diplomacy and dialogue should be the way forward to resolve issues. So in that sense, for peace, and then this whole humanitarian issue, PM expressed his anguish at the humanitarian crisis there. So that shows our concern, how we are worried, and that shows that India as a big country is very keen to move forward on the peace track.
Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor also addressed India-Austria CEO's meeting. How will it help in bolstering the business ties between...
Well, this is another dimension of India-Austria relations, that the corporate sector is very closely enmeshed. The figures for trade and investment, they tell a very good story. When I used to be there in the first decade, the trade was around $1 billion. But today it is nearly $3 billion. So it's tripled. And investment today is also very substantial. So both Austrian businessmen and Indian businessmen find mutual interest in forging close ties. Now, 150 Austrian companies, they have subsidiaries in India. And they have niche competence. Austria is technologically very advanced in many areas. The Nobel Prize for quantum computing was given to an Austrian physicist 2-3 years back. And quantum computing is one of the areas for future of information technology. And there the Austrian University, the Austrian Institute of Technology in Vienna and in Innsbruck, they are all very much geared to technology. So India also has the same technology profile. It has the same technology interest and hunger for technology, I would say. Indian scientists and technologists are working, and Prime Minister himself is guiding this whole process. His cabinet ministers have been pushing forward semiconductors, for instance, and the joint statement and the areas which are mentioned, they all focus on the renewable energy, hydrogen economy, the green economy. They also talk about the advancements in artificial intelligence, working together, semiconductors, as I said, quantum computing. Then infrastructure. Now, infrastructure, urban development is one area where we need important input for infrastructure, like our water resources, like waste management, or like energy. And in these areas, Austrians have been doing a lot of good work. And they also realize the good work being done by India, like the wind energy today. The installations in Gujarat and elsewhere in India, Now their number has increased and they are talking of a very large quantum of energy. Same way in the renewable area, we have spent so much of effort and energy that our total renewable energy production is high. It's more than 200,000 megawatt. So this is one area where we can work together. And so the businessmen, I suppose, have mutual interest. Then automobile sector is one area where our companies have done wonders. And Austria also is one country where the automobile sector was good. Then textiles, high-end market for textiles, where our companies are looking out. Then investment, like our investment in Austria is slightly more than their investment in India. Because our companies find Austria as a good economy where they can find mutual compatibility and mutual interest. And of course, the stock market in India is now booming at this 80,000 for the Sensex to touch. It attracts global investments, you know, because they all realize that they can, and all of them, after all, when it comes down to work, they all want to also get the best for the investments. And that's why PM has said that it is not limited to trade and investment, not the narrow fields, but they should give a strategic direction to the relationship. And that strategic direction is given by working together on the startups. Like startups is one thing where we have so many unicorns, and Austrians also observe this. And they also have set up a startup, units. So in this area, there could be cooperation. So I would say the Business Council, Businessmen's meeting, you know, the India-Austria Business Council meeting is a very good step forward. And when prime ministers and the chancellor lead it, it gives a great emphasis to working together, and it generally magnetizes everyone that look, you must look into a niche area. You should find areas where we can run together, we can work together. So companies and government departments, they all get into motion. So this will take us a long way forward.
Your last comments on Austria, India are nearing an agreement in the field of science and technology. And the agreement, along with other partnerships, will significantly strengthen our collaboration in pharmaceuticals, education, technology. How do you look at this?
This is due. We had a science and technology cooperation agreement in 2007. But now it is, 17, 18 years. So it is high time that they review and see a science and technology cooperation in the context of today, where everyone's eyes are set on the new arena for science and technology. The global situation is moving forward. The frontiers of science and technology are today very different from what they were. There is already things in hand which were only visualized in the first decade of the century, but things are now in hand about it.
In the coming days, we'll keep observing the direction in which India-Austria bilateral relationship move ahead. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also proposed a joint hackathon to boost the digital infrastructure. All these things seem to be very interesting. He has also invited the Chancellor of Austria to visit India.
You are listening to a discussion on significance of Prime Minister's visit to Austria. The participants were Sheelkant Sharma, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.